The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin on the base says Hashem Hashem. Says the Gemara, Anihu Kaidim Shechta Adam. I'm here before the person does Aveira. Anihu La'acha Shechta Adam. So all the Mefarshim ask, what does the Gemara mean with these words? Anihu Kaidim Shechta Adam. Anihu Sh'ach Shechta Adam. If the person hasn't done the Aveira, then what do we need the Midas HaRachmim? What does the Gemara mean? So the Rosh explains that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this person is going to do the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still goes with the Midas HaRachmim if the person hasn't done the Aveira yet. Another pshat is that even though normally Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa, but that's only if the person actually did the Aveira. But before the person actually does the Aveira, even though he had the Machshava Ra, and even though that Machshava Ra was about Avodah Zarah, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him for that Machshava Ra. These two terutzim are the terutz of the Rosh. The Aruch Lenor explains that we know the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, says Yitzroi Shel Adam Miskabel Lo B'Kol Yoyim V'Molai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Ein Yocheloi. We need Siyata D'Shmaya, otherwise we would certainly do Averis. That's the Midas HaRachmin Koidim Shiyechta Adam. The Kotzker explains that if a person indeed considers himself innocent, that he hasn't done an Aveira, so that person needs a lot of Rachmanis. Koidim Shiyechta Adam, the person indeed hasn't done any Aveiras, but he thinks, wow, I'm great, I haven't done Aveiras. So that person is on the border of being a Baal Gaiva, and therefore that person needs Rachman. The Arachayim says that there's a tremendous lesson in these words. The lesson here is that before a person does an Aveira, as we said, it's very understandable that the person is deserving of the Midas HaRachman. After the person did the Aveira, that person who did such a serious Aveira should still be treated with Rachman, that represents a gewaldig chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the person Gemara is saying. Anihu koidim shiach adam, v'anihu la'ach shiach adam. Both before and after the person did the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still treats the person the Aveira. Another pshat that I saw, that after the person does the Aveira, even though the person hasn't done tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still ready to start forgiving him. The Gemara continues. Kel Rachem v'chanon. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Bris krusel shloshim Mr. Edis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the shloshim Midas. Shena chayzus reikon. That whenever somebody says, as we explained in our previous shurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when somebody says the shloshim Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael, that individual. Shnemar hina enoichi kairos bris, that because we say the shloshim Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael then. So we find that the Rishonim and Achronim debate what are indeed the shloshim Midas, up to the point that I saw that the Poskim say that even though we're learning here that there are 13 Midas, and normally we would assume that when a person says the 13 Midas, he should count and know which are the 13 Midas. Here, since there's so many different opinions, as we're about to quote no less than 8 opinions, one should avoid counting with his fingers because he only could end up making a mistake. So Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Evan Ezra, say Hashem Hashem represent two separate midos, and therefore Hashem Hashem are two, Kael is the third, Rachem is the fourth, Chanon is the fifth, Erech Apayim is the sixth, Rav Chesed is the seventh, Emes is the eighth, Noitze Chesel Alofim is the ninth, Noitze Oven is the tenth, Pesha is the 11th, Chatoz is the 12th, Nake is the 13th. The Rambam, the Rif, Rabbeinu Bechaya, disagree, and therefore they say that the first Hashem is not one of the Shlosh HaSemidus. Because as we just learned in the Gemara a moment ago, that shame is Kaim Shiach the Edom. It's before the person did an Aveira. And if it's before the person did an Aveira, he doesn't need yet one in the Midas HaRachman. And therefore, Tosfos and Duran explain that the Shlosh HaSemidus are Hashem is the first, Kael is the second, Rachum is the third, Chanon is the fourth, Erech Apayim is the fifth, Rav Chesed is the sixth, Emes is the seventh, Noitz Chesed is the eighth, Alofim is the ninth, Noitz Evin is the tenth, Pesha is the 11th, Chatoz is the 12th, Nakeh is the 13th. Another opinion in the Rishonim is Hashem is the first, Kael is the second, Rachum is the third, Chanon is the fourth, Erech Apayim is divided twice. Because there's Erech Apayim for the Tzadikim, and there's Erech Apayim for the Rishonim. So even though the Pasuk says Erech Apayim once, it's really counted for two Midas. The seventh is Rach Chesed, the eighth is Emes, the ninth is Naisei Chesed Lalufim, the tenth is Naisei Ovoim, the 11th is Pesha, the 12th is Chaton, and the 13th is Nakei. The Meiri says Hashem is the first, Kael is the second, Racham is the third, Chanan is the fourth, Erech Apayim is the fifth, Rav Chesed is the sixth, Emes is the seventh, Naisei Chesed Lalufim is the eighth, Naisei Ovoim is the ninth, Pesha is the 10th, Chatoz is the 11th, Nakeh is the 12th, and Lo Yanak is the 13th. Another opinion is Hashem is the first, Kael is the second, Rachem is the third, Chanon is the fourth, Erech Apayim is the fifth, Rav Chesed is the sixth, Emes is the seventh, Noitz Chesed Lalofim is the eighth, Noitz Oven is the ninth, Pesha is the 10th, Chatoz is the 11th, Renake Lo Yanak is the 12th, and Paiket Avon Ovis Albonim is the 13th. Darizal and the Grob say that neither Hashem is considered from the Shlosh HaSemidus, and therefore they learn Kael is the first, Racham is the second, Chanon is the third, Erech Apayim for Tzadikim is the fourth, Erech Apayim for Rishoyim is the fifth, Rav Chesed is the sixth, Emes is the seventh, Noitz Chesed is the eighth, Alofim is the ninth, Noisei Oven is the 10th, Pesha is the 11th, Chatoz is the 12th, Fenakeh is the 13th. The Sefer Chassidim doesn't even include Kael as one of them. And he learns Racham is the first, Chanon is the second, Erech Apayim is the third, Rav Chesed is the fourth, Emes is the fifth, Noitz Chesed Alofim is the sixth, Noisei Oven is the seventh, Pesha is the eighth, Chatoz is the ninth, Nakeh is the 10th, Slachta Lavanenu is the 11th, Lachatosenu is the 12th, Nechaltanu is the 13th. The Maral, and this is the last opinion we're going to quote, has Racham as the first, Chanun as the second, Erech Apayim as the third, Rav Chesed as the fourth, Emes as the fifth, Noitze Chesed Alofim as the sixth, Noitze Oven as the seventh, Pesha as the eighth, Chatoz as the ninth, Nakelo Yanak is the 11th, Poiket Oven, Nakelo Yanak is the 10th, Poiket Oven of Ovis Albonim is the 11th, Albinei Bonav Al Shleshim is the 12th, Valribeim is the 14th. As we conclude this series of Shiurim about the Shlosh HaSemidus, the Brisk Rav says that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all tefillos, even to the tefillos of Akum. But he says, the Pasuk says, Kimi goy godl asher loy alekim kroivim elof, kashem alekenu bechol kareinu alof. The Pasuk says, who's such a great nation that has a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's close to them, like our Hashem, that listens to us whenever we daven. So he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all the tefillos of everyone, and he says that we know that we have a precedent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all tefillos, we say every year on Yom Kippur, not the Yoyna, and what happened by Yoyna was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the accepted the tefillos and the tshuva of Nineveh, which was not a city of Bnei Yisrael. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillos of even non-Jews. So what shot in this pasuk? Says the Brisker Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed listens to the tefillos even of Akum. But this special bracha that we've been discussing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also listens, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays special attention to the Shloish Eser Midos, that is unique only to Klal Yisrael. And that's what we mean in the pasuk. Who has a God like our God, B'chol Kureinu Elov, that we could be mispalel with the Shloish Eser Midos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to that. And the Brisker Rav says in Parashas Kisisa, the pasuk says, "V'chanoisi asher ochoim, v'richamti es asher rachem." What that pasuk means to say, he says, is that all the rachmim that Klal Yisrael will need for all generations are included in that bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special bond with Klal Yisrael. That in all future generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. And in fact, there's a very interesting Pirkei de Reb Elezer. Says the Pirkei de Reb Elezer, if at that time, Ilo Amar Moshe, had Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach na lav nisayim shel Yisrael, at soif kol ha-doiris, ha-yo-isa-kein, li-fish-isa-shas-ratzim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Shloish Eser Midos, had Moshe Rabbeinu taken advantage of that moment and said, forgive Klal Yisrael, not only for the Aveira that they're doing now, but for any Aveira that Chas V'Shalom they will do in any future generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have forgiven them because it was an Eis Ratzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that every time we say the Shloish Eser Midos, that it indeed should be a Shas Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moichel us if we do any Averis, for Av Chesed V'Emes, there should be a world that we should always be Zoichet to have Chesed Hashem.